Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. That's quite fitting. It's also the third day of August, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 82 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 89 degrees today for climate basin. We'll get a 90. It's been 90, 90, 90, 90 forever when it gets hot. I mean, it's going to stay this way for a while. And just as long as the smoke stays out, I guess that's a little bit of, it's not hot and choking, just hot. Let's see what we're going to jump into here right out the gate. New York City to be first in nation to require proof of vaccination for indoor restaurants, gyms, and shows. And you know, we're going to get into it as soon as we return.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you're soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. New York City to be first in nation to require proof of vaccination for indoor restaurants, gyms, and shows. This is from Fox News. And, here we go. All right. New York City residents and visitors will be required under, by what authority? Under what authority? Oh, it's an emergency authority. Well, there ain't no emergency authority that trumps the fucking, Bill of Rights, which is the supreme superior law of this fucking land. Remember when this whole thing started out, people, they said, well, people would have to volunteer. It was, we can't force vaccinate. People have to volunteer for vaccinations. And then they took it another step further and another step further and they entrenched it. And then pretty soon you got, you know, Judge Napolitano up there telling you that the president can't, if it was a president, I mean the shit. Telling you that the fucking president can't fucking give such an, can't order you to take a vaccination, can't order you to do anything to your body. And neither can the mayor or the governor or none of these motherfuckers. They have no jurisdictional authority over you. You've been given no due process of the law. We're just going to do this to you. This is what they're telling you. They're telling you to shove your fucking Bill of Rights up your ass. And we're going, you're going to do what we tell you or else. I take the or else, motherfucker. This is a miraculous place, literally filled with wonders, de Blasio said. The mayor is calling the city's vaccine passport the key to New York City pass. I'll tell you what, each business that went along with this, one at a time. I mean, you gotta eat, and you don't have to go out to fucking eat. I mean, what are you willing to do just to fucking shut this little bit of tyranny down? I mean, we're talking New York City here. They told you can't, if you're gonna go and, get your goddamn shot and your fucking vaccine pass, you might as well take your fucking clips and your goddamn AR-15 and hand them over while you're at it. Because you've already surrendered. This is a miraculous place, literally filled with wonders, de Blasio said, of the city. If you're vaccinated, you can open the door. If you're unvaccinated, you will not be able to participate in many things. It's time for people to see vaccination as necessary to living in a good, full, and healthy life. No, this is tyrannical. And it is without authority. It is violating the fucking supreme law of this land because there is no due process of, excuse me. There's no due process of the law in obtaining a fucking, court order from a common law court that you are absolutely guaranteed as a free, individual free sovereign national of this country. There is what's compelling you here is a fucking gangster. A fucking corporate gangster. This is corporation. New York is a fucking corporation, just like the United States is a fucking corporation. This is like the fucker down at Walmart telling you what you're gonna fucking do. And that you're gonna have to have there. You wanna go ask the fucker at Walmart or any cocksucker that goes down and buys a business license, you wanna have to ask them what you can and cannot do? Or are you gonna fucking put a stop to this shit? This is a direct frontal attack on the fucking Bill of Rights. The supreme law of this land. That's what gives you your freedom and liberty. And that's why you ain't got very much right now, because you have not been standing up for it. You have not been fucking enforcing your law. De Blasio has no fucking authority over you. No, he has no authority over no one. The only way De Blasio could get authority over anyone would be to go as come out of his fiduciary position and go as and file in a common law court and as an individual in his individual capacity and file against an individual and follow the process in the due process, the procedural due process in the Bill of Rights to the conclusion at the fucking jury level. And he just couldn't do it. You know he couldn't do it because he'd have to prove that you were fucking each and every one of you. This would have to happen to every motherfucker that he intends to fucking try to force himself upon. This son of a bitch is a goddamn traitor. He is a fucking blatant fucking traitor. He don't mind coming right out in your fucking face and saying, well, he must not be scared of you fucking punks in fucking New York. Are you a bunch of fucking punks in New York now? Are you? Are you going to put up with this son of a bitch? Are you going to allow this son of a bitch to fucking shove that fucking Bill of Rights down your fucking throat, that punk? Look at him. Look at him. Think about facing him, standing man to man with him. Would you let that motherfucker push you one inch? I wouldn't. But it looks, well, I guess we're going to have to wait and fucking see. Because here he is. I mean, that's what I told you yesterday. They were entrenching this shit. It's just like Obama when that cocksucker came up. 25 fucking times he said he didn't have the constitutional authority to order DACA, you know, to fucking, give our fucking, property away to these motherfucking goddamn foreigners. And then he fucking did it. And he fucking got away with it because nobody did anything about it. And you're not gonna do anything about it in the administrative admiralty. Hell, they're the ones that are doing this fucking people. You can open the door. If you're unvaccinated, you will not be able to participate in many things. There are some things you can participate in by being unvaccinated. Use your fucking head. We're supposed to be Americans. We're supposed to be innovative. We're supposed to be able to say, hey, man, I see a situation, and then work the fucking problem and fucking solve it. Solve this fucking problem. Or call yourself cowards and go give them your fucking guns and give up. If you let this fucker do this, you fucking are punks, you are subjects. You are, get out on your goddamn knees and learn how to fucking kowtow. It's time for people to see vaccination as necessary to living in a good, full, and healthy life. Oh, is that right, Daddy? Is he your daddy? Who has custody of you? I mean, that's what you're talking about, a custodial fucking position here. Because this is nothing, has nothing to do with fucking law. This motherfucker's saying this is the, my corporate fiefdom. You will do as I fucking tell you. Well, are you going to do it? And the people that do cooperate this, you're not, are you going to just fucking just, oh, well, I understand, John, that you're a cowardly son of a bitch and that you're fucking complicit with fucking treason, but I ain't going to get mad and beat the fucking shit right out of you. I ain't going to do that because I wouldn't feel right about it. I guess your fucking goddamn lunch is more important than my fucking bill of fucking rights, more than my fucking freedom, my liberty. De Blasio said, New York City is the first in the nation to take this approach. It will launch August 16th and be in force September 13th. Everything keeps coming around to September. If you're launching the son of a bitch on the 16th, motherfucker, why don't you get out and start enforcing it right out the fucking gate? See, he wants to give bit time for this to fucking work in and people to fucking acquiesce and a little more acquiesce and maybe have, I mean, I've not had, except for in fucking with a fucking door between me, anybody fucking try to fucking enforce a goddamn mask or anything else on me. Out in the fucking open or in a store or anywhere, one fucking bitch said something about not being, why aren't you wearing a mask? I said, I don't have to wear a goddamn mask. I'm a fucking free man. And she dropped shit going down the aisle and everything. She was fucking nervous. And if she had come over and said anything to me, I'd have slapped her flat of her fucking ass. Plain and simple. You are not going to fucking push and bully us. See, they've hit the fucking wall on their fucking vaccines of the people who will fucking bend over and fucking take it. And they ain't got, I mean, they showed like 5 states today with less than fucking 40%. And that's the truth. And the truth about the whole nation is probably about, like I said, 12 to 20 fucking percent. And these communist motherfuckers think they're going to ram this down your goddamn throat. Are you going to let them? That's the only question. Are you going to let them? Because they can't do it unless you let them. They have no jurisdictional authority. Think about it. If you wanted to order somebody to do something, what do you have to do as an American national? You better have a goddamn court order, hadn't you? Or you'll go to jail. In their fucking system even. They don't even have a court order from their system because they could never get one. Because they'd have to prove that all the fucking, even if they were trying to do it by the masses, that everybody's a fucking threat. But we are entitled to the common fucking law. We are entitled to fucking liberty and freedom. We can't let this fucking stand. If they try this fucking here where I'm at, I will fucking take action. And you better fucking take action in fucking New York City. Because I don't know about you people, but I don't know that I ain't got that many fucking years left, I don't reckon. The way that people are dying off from the cancer, from the shit they've sprayed on us, from the shit they've put in our food, from the shit they've put in our fucking water. What do you want to leave behind when you die? What do you want to leave for your progeny? Fucking slavery? The notion, see, this shit here is all going down. This is what they call setting precedents. And they've been setting precedents since fucking the beginning of this fucking COVID lie. Because COVID's a lie. COVID's a lie. COVID does not exist. COVID does not exist. But this is what they've been doing. Just like they did with that NSA spying shit. Oh, they told you, oh God, that's against the law. Just like when they told you at the beginning of this fucking COVID lie. That you cannot force vaccinate nobody in this country, and by God, you can't. Before you can make anybody do anything, you have to go through a fucking court. That's why they're, I mean, I'm beating my head against the wall here. Are you people fucking hearing what I'm saying? This is fucking dictatorship without due process of law. This is what we fucking fought a fucking war so that we did not have to live under such tyranny. We didn't, but our great-great-great-great-grandfathers who didn't finish the fucking job. But by God, we're going to finish it this time. De Blasio, think about this piece of shit. Think about this piece of shit standing in front of you anywhere. In a bar, in a restaurant, any fucking where. You think about this piece of shit walking up and saying, boy, do this. I fucking knocked that cocksucker out with one fucking punch. And he'd land in his own fucking piss. He's nobody. He has no jurisdictional authority, and what he is giving is an unlawful fucking order. It is treason. It is sedition. It is a violation of the law. the supreme superior law of this land that was fucking ratified December 15, 1791 by representatives of the people within the states. These are the chains that bind, and this motherfucker's telling you, you ain't got nothing to bind. Do what I tell you, or I'll send my privateers after you. Send your fucking privateers, we'll bury the motherfuckers. And that better be your, I mean, I don't know, New York was, I don't even know if they ever did fucking sign on to the fucking Confederacy. It was always fucking Jew fucking controlled. But there were some tough, I've known some tough motherfuckers that came from fucking New York, make no mistake. What happened to you? It's like Texas, you know? What the fuck happened to you people? You used to walk around, you fucking dude, fuck with me, I'm from Texas. I fought a few dudes from Texas. Whipped their fucking ass, too. Last one was a green fucking beret. I fucking body slammed him through a fucking kitchen table flat on the ground and pounded his fucking mug in. He sat there a whole fucking hour telling me how tough he was. You guys fucking nut up or just get down on your goddamn knees. I want to see you on TV on your fucking knees sucking de Blasio's dick. Because that's what you'll be doing if you cooperate with this. And anybody that cooperates with this is your fucking enemy if you're a goddamn, if you are a fucking defender of the fucking Bill of Rights. If you are going to enforce your fucking law. The son of a bitch that cooperates with this is a fucking traitor. Plain and simple. And they should be marked as such and they should be treated as such. The mayor, as well as many other cities across, the mayor is a country, is a city across the country. Do you fucking people need, Fox News did this. Do you people know how to fucking write? Do you know the English fucking language? Because see, this is what's really fucking us the worst in this goddamn deal is people don't even know the goddamn language of this country. Do you hear what I just read? The mayor, comma, as well as many other cities across the country. The mayor and other cities across the country, or the mayors of other cities of the country. Should it be grammatically correct? These fuckers can't even read and write, and they're fucking punking you.
Probably hired an illegal alien.
There you go. That's probably who fucking did the type on it. You're right. The mayor, as well as many other cities across the country and the world, has been trying to incentivize individuals to get the COVID-19 vaccine. That does not exist, COVID-19. No fucking study isolating COVID-19. No fucking study isolating the fucking immunity to it. They admit the goddamn shot is not a fucking vaccine. You've got a pile of fucking doctors that have tried to put the fucking information out that have been fucking stifled, telling you this is the genocide promised you on the Georgia Guidestones. Yet, here you sit on your fuck. Are you going to fucking put that mask on so you can go in there and eat at Delmonico's or whatever the fuck it, the name of the place is that you just cannot resist? Are you that big of a cunt? Are you going to put your face diaper on? Slave bitch. Vaccine as COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's a fucking lie. It's a fucking fraud. Just like the rest of this goddamn occupation is. COVID-19 vaccine. They're calling it a vaccine again here, people. Didn't the CDC come out and tell you it wasn't no goddamn vaccine? You see how they play with the fucking language? They just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and you keep backing up. It started with, well, there can be no mandatory vaccines in the United States. Everybody fucking knows that. Now here you got one. Here you got one. This is a direct attack on your fucking Bill of Rights. This son of a bitch is going to tell you what to do without due process of the fucking law. That's what that goddamn Bill of Rights is built upon. That's how you hold your fucking freedom and liberty. He can do this. Why don't he just come down and take your fucking clothes away from you? Take your fucking car away from you? Why can't he just come in and say, give me the fucking keys to your car? Oh, I have a business license down the street here. Give me the keys to your fucking car. I'm taking your fucking car. Why can't he do that? Why can't we do that to one another? And if we cannot do that to one another, how could we have ever fucking given authority for anyone to do it to any of us? Answer that question or stand up to this son of a bitch or admit you're a fucking coward and get down on your goddamn knees. Give him your fucking gun. Give him your fucking, your clips. Give it all. Get down on your fucking knees where you belong, you goddamn cowards. As the Delta variant, to see the Delta variant, somebody else was talking the other day, I mean, even on the mainstream stupid box. And they're talking the Delta variant, we got clear to Zeta. So, you know, we fucking rammed that COVID-19 lie right up their fucking ass, but they just, all they did was pour on the fucking lie. Say COVID every other fucking word, even if it don't make sense. Say COVID-19, you know, that shit that don't exist. And then throw in Delta, Delta, Delta. Delta, Delta, Delta. Delta doesn't exist. It can't exist. You can't have a variant of something that doesn't exist. Now, can you? Variant continues to spread and claim lives. Bull fucking shit. You're a lying motherfuckers. Everybody in this country, you know these motherfuckers are lying to you by this point. So it's coming down to whether you're a fucking coward or not. Plain and fucking simple. You're either a fucking coward or you're not a fucking coward. You're either going to stand up like a fucking man, and you are going to take these motherfuckers out. You are going to enforce the fucking supreme law of this goddamn land. Or you get down and you just give them your fucking gun. Go ask them for a shovel. Dig your own fucking ditch. Don't put them to no fucking trouble at all. You wouldn't want to upset the people who are enslaving you, would you? The proof of the vaccination announcement follows last week's announcement, about $100 cash incentive for, vaccinations. That's all my fucking life's worth. That's all your life's worth to them too, you son of a bitches. That's what your life's worth to them. $100 fucking. It must be worth way, I mean, your life must be so fucking precious to you that you would fucking, you'd let them sacrifice, you'd let them take your fucking grandchild, put them up on a fucking block and stick a dagger through them in a sacrifice if that's what they want to do, as long as it didn't happen to you. As long as your precious fucking servitude was not, you don't mind fucking living on your goddamn knees. Just let me live. Let me, I don't care if life's a goddamn total fucking misery. Just let me live, please. I don't want to die. You fucking cowards. If had our fucking ancestors been as cowardly as you are, we would have never had the fucking freedom and liberty. We'd have never had that written ratified law to enforce, would we? But they weren't. They went with goddamn rags tied around their fucking freezing ass bloody feet and fucking stuck pikes in fucking Germans. They fucking fought like goddamn men. Like what used to be a man in this goddamn country. Now everybody's getting, wait boy, a lot easier to get in touch with your feminine side and step up and fucking face the lead and trade lead with a fucking communist or a fucking fascist, huh? Vaccinations. The cash incentive has proven effective so far with over 1,100 individuals. I don't believe it one goddamn bit. I don't believe, no fucking number that these cocksuckers put up do I believe what, I don't believe a word they fucking say either. All I do know is that this fucker here is claiming, it's mandated, I say it's, hey, you know what, I mandate that you fucking shut this shit down. Oh, well, what makes you so you can, nothing. I just mandated it, and so does that Bill of Rights. You do have a mandate. You have a mandate from the fuckers who fucking fought to give you your freedom that you showing that you ain't, don't even fucking deserve if you won't stand up to this shit. 11,000 individuals receiving their first dose of the vaccination in the 4 days since the program started. The mayor announced that 5 million New Yorkers have gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. 5 million New Yorkers, huh? You believe it? Do you, I know a few people that have fucking went and done the dumbass fucking thing. Then fucking, the hell with them. They're cowards. They're fucking, they will not stand for their fucking rights. These are the same people that are pissing our rights away, trading them for fucking goodies from the fucking government. I'll take one of your business licenses there. I'll be one of your agents and I'll fuck people's fucking rights. Like the prick down at the goddamn hardware store. Who fucking takes your $15 so you can exercise your rights? He knows what, do you think that dumb motherfucker doesn't know what he's doing? That he is charging you to fucking, that son of a bitch got a rope coming to him too. It'd be easy to prove in a common law court. Did you charge this man to fucking exercise his rights? Did you understand that you were charging this man to exercise an absolute right that is the basis of the fucking absolute law of this fucking country? Did you not understand that? Oh, I just thought I was just doing what the government told me. Really? What government? Oh, you mean that corporation? You mean you were doing, Walmart told you to do this, so you're fucking, you're violating this fucking person's rights? You think you can't be held accountable? You motherfuckers are going to find out different. I'm glad you're fucking moving, though. I'm glad de Blasio stepped up and fucking did this. Now I guess we'll start separating the fucking men from the fucking cunts, won't we? We're now at the point that we've dreamed of. This is what the fuck we've dreamed of. And we're going to go even further with a smart mix of incentives and mandates, he said. We're going to use every tool we've got to fight the Delta variant of that variant and in COVID era once and for all. Once we fucking beat this Delta bullshit, once we've beaten it down, it'll be what's coming up with the Charlie version. How many fucking? I mean, what Delta? What are you fucking? Look at the terminology you're using. They think you're so fucking goddamn stupid that you'll buy anything.
It'll be the Bravo Sierra version.
Exactly. Bravo Sierra. Yeah, there you go. I guess we got to start all over. Alpha Sierra. Start all over again. Let's see what we got here. Costco, Kroger, Target, Walmart, and Apple change mask policies as CDC warns about rising, Delta variant, a variant of something that doesn't exist. 0 + 0 = 0. They've figured out that COVID-19 is a fucking total fucking sham. And man, you know, like this thing, we were talking yesterday about, you know, all we see on the fucking TV is the same fucking reel over and over again. And one of the callers said, it's been like that for a year. It has been like that for a fucking year. But here we go again, people. Here we go again. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention reversed course on its masking guidance last week. And the move has important implications for retailers and other businesses. Some restaurants, for example, are already telling customers as the Delta variant spreads, no vax, no service. How about fuck you? We ain't starved to death, son of a bitch. I'll get fucking food and I'll cook it myself. That's all you're really talking about here, about shutting these cocksuckers down. Just say no. I can go buy a fucking steak. I can go buy any goddamn thing you got in this restaurant and cook it myself. But could you do something that radical? You same people are claiming that you'll fucking stand and fight against these pricks? Can you do something as radical as making your own goddamn food and telling them shove this up their ass? Or tell Target to shove it up their fucking ass? There'll be a fucking store, the stores that want the goddamn business, they will not follow this goddamn shit because it's not fucking lawful. The CDC now recommends that people, regardless of vaccination status, wear a mask indoors in areas where there's substantially... See, it ain't been a goddamn week since they were throwing that shit out there. Remember, it's been a... What was that? They told us it was going to be like 2 weeks when this whole fucking lie started, when the COVID-19 lie started. Oh, it's just going to be... Oh, 15 days. 15 days. That's it. That's all it's going to be. Liar. And they knew they were lying. They knew they were lying. Now, didn't they? And see, like I said, pushing that COVID-19, I mean, God, oh, fucking mighty. If I had a dollar for every time I heard the fucking word, these old propagandists are pissed off because it ain't fucking working. COVID-19 doesn't fucking exist. Therefore, Delta COVID-19 can't exist because it's an offshoot of something that doesn't exist. You can't get nothing from nothing. As well as in K-12 schools. You put your kid in one of these schools, you fucking do this thing, you mask those kids and make them breathe carbon dioxide all day and be sick. And you're making fucking deadheads out of him. That's what these fucking, I think about Bill de Blasio having to fucking master this fucking world with his intellect. That son of a bitch couldn't even dig ditches. He wouldn't make it as nothing. None of these motherfuckers would. All they're good at is being good fucking masons and doing what they're fucking told. And when de Blasio steps up and says, I'm mandating this, you motherfucker, I'd say, where's your fucking authority? Remember, we're supposed to be Americans here. Where's your fucking authority? I want to see your authority to mandate me to do anything. Well, it's an emergency. It's an act. Oh, yeah, the ninth article to my Bill of Rights says your fucking act is fucking null and void. You can. There is no power that you can use to deny or disparage my fucking rights to procedural due process. That means you got to take me to court and get a court order before you can tell me to do anything, you son of a bitch. And it's got to be a common law court order. Because I'm not a member of your fucking club. I'm an individual free sovereign national of this country, and my autonomy is absolute. I am absolutely self-ruling. And you have to come at me as a goddamn in your individual capacity, son of a bitch. But they're not gonna, see, they were talking about the ADL attack on the goddamn Bill of Rights. This is a frontal fucking assault right on the fucking Bill of Rights, and it's been since the beginning. See, that's Napolitano. That's why he came up there to tell you everything they're doing is illegal, and then you fucking sit there and watch them do it. Well, I guess we can get away with it, goddamn. What the hell? I didn't think we could. I thought these fucking Americans were something. Maybe you are just a bunch of no-good motherfucking punks walking around with your goddamn pants hanging around your fucking knees, or else you're a fucking gunshiner. You know, the ones that have rubbed all the bluing off their fucking guns because that's all they intend to do is polish them. You'll be polishing that son of a bitch while they're raping your daughter in front of you, while they're raping your fucking other daughter in front of you and your wife. And finally, they'll rape your fucking ass. And then you'll hand that polished gun over to them, and they can have a nice polished fucking gun as they leave your fucking house laughing at your fucking raped ass, huh? Coward. I'm calling you cowards. I'm ashamed to call myself a fucking American anymore. I'm an individual free national of this fucking land. You're not. Or you wouldn't stand for this shit. What was it, liberty or death? Fuck, give me the mask and give me the permission slip and I'll do what you tell me, master. You're the authority. You're the mayor. You're a mayor. What the fuck's that mean? You're a fucking clerk. You have no judicial authority over anybody. These goddamn Blackwater USA motherfuckers. They have no jurisdictional authority over anybody. Nobody's went to a fucking court to get any jurisdictional authority over anybody. And it has to be a common law court. And they've gotten rid of the common law courts. That's why that's the first thing they did. They knew the first thing that people would do is turn to the fucking courts. Because we're supposed to be a peaceful people. You turn to the courts and, oh, well, I'll hire a lawyer, I guess, because I don't know who I am and I don't even know what the fucking law I'm living under. That's what it was. That's what it is. If you knew who you were and what your fucking rights are, fuck, you'd have took 10 people up there and fucking hung that son of a bitch. I mean, goddamn violation of the law is a violation of the law. You remove the courts. That we go to the second article. That's what our fucking, our true fucking founding fathers told us. That's why it's in there. In case they did this. Listen to what fucking Tench Koch said about it. What did old fucking Tench say? Let's see if I can find the son of a bitch here. I'll read it to you again. Because there's some people out there, you just aren't getting this shit, I don't think. Who are the militia? ? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. That's an individual. That's not as a collective. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers, I always wondered about that. Like, as civil, what fucking civil rulers? They rule nothing. They can rule nothing. Of course, this was written as it was being applied to the fucking, as they were applying the fucking law, attaching it as amendments. It was already fucking law. Remember that the Bill of Rights was already fucking law before it was ever attached to that goddamn fucking fraudulent fucking Constitution. Remember it. That was the people. That's we the people. That's how we agreed that we were going to fucking live. This is our system of law. This is how we're going to be free. And this is how we're going to have liberty. This is how we're going to have property. And this is how we're going to be able to get along and settle our fucking differences. Here's the procedure, the due process, the law, the whole fucking nine yards. This is ours. We say it's law. We have ratified it. We are the people. We are the people with fucking 2 billion fucking guns. We are the people with 1 trillion rounds of fucking ammunition being punked by civil rulers. as civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize. They have more than fucking tyrannized. And but it sickens me, man. It was, I was watching that thing from Germany yesterday where those guys, I mean, these people are, they've been fucking their, they've been, god damn, what's the word I'm looking for? They've been punked. I mean, it's like they're fucking, you got big guys, you got some big guys there. But I mean, what about the fucking pigs that came out and fucking did that? They're fucking, they've bred the communism over there. Cause they're willing to kill their own fucking people. They'll be the first to fucking pay the price to the fucking Czechists when it gets over with, but they are willing to kill you. You better get that through your goddamn head. And you either make the decision that your fucking that if you can sit there, you make the decision. Can you sit there and watch one of these pricks come through your fucking door into your house, fucking kick your fucker in, come into your fucking house, take your little fucking, 10-year-old fucking granddaughter, rip her clothes off and she's screaming. Screaming! And fucking rape her! Could you stand, I think a lot of you could. If you knew that it was gonna, might cost you your own fucking ass, you would not even stand to fucking defend your own fucking family. You're sickening. You're disgusting. You don't deserve this fucking country. A third of the people fought for the fuck in the so-called revolution, which was actually a hijacking of a popular fucking uprising against the son of a bitches and end up making a revolution out of it. You think those men would stand by and they wouldn't let somebody fucking cross their goddamn fence line. You come across my fence, I'll shoot your fucking ass. That was their attitude, let alone, but you would. How many of you would do that? I mean, you people who are fucking wondering about, do I have the fucking guts to even boycott a restaurant? Or boycott a business? I mean, they're sitting there, they're raping your fuck. Think about your little granddaughter. Look her in the fucking eyes and think about petting her and hugging her and stuff. And then you imagine them just sitting there fucking raping her right in front of you while you're sitting there. They're not even got their guns pulled. You're sitting there just polishing your fucking gun. Because you do not want to die. You're a fucking coward. You fear death. And your fear of death will lead you to a fucking something worse than fucking death could ever be. And that is life under slavery. We'll be right back.
Take your breath.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:45 Pacific Time, and that was Creedence Clearwater Revival with Born on the Bayou. Back in the day when people...
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you a little about the cowardice that I had at work today. So I work for a corporation that has about 100 people at my job.
Mm-hmm.
And the head honchos showed up today with masks in their hands saying it's now required to wear the mask in the warehouse. And I work with anywhere from 20-year-olds up to 60-year-olds, about 90% males. Every last motherfucking one of them took the mask out of their master's hand and put it on.
Well, I guess that their goddamn mammon means something. See, they all could have just walked out and shut the fucking place down just that quick.
I was the only one that didn't put it on. And I said, so where is it in the contract that I have to harm myself to fucking work here?
And
they said, well, it's a policy. I said, well, does a policy supersede a contract that I signed with you? And what is the repercussion if I don't put the mask on? Well, we're gonna have to limit your abilities to work here and blah blah blah.
Well, I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell you what I think in my own mind what I would do.
Oh, I'm not gonna put it on.
Hell no.
Oh, there's no fucking way. There's no already. Yeah.
I would have yelled out to you, you're all a bunch of fucking cowards. You're not Americans. Get the fuck out of my country before I left.
Oh, they were all more concerned with how much their raise is going to be with the fact that they are smothering themselves and that this is the country they're creating for their children.
Well, they'll get what they fucking deserve, but everybody ain't like them. You and I aren't. I know a whole hell of a lot. It was 3% the first time, but we got 40 million. Dude, you know how much 40 million fucking people are? They went to the billions and trillions. Because when I was a kid, man, I don't know how old you are. But when I was a kid, you know,
37.
I'll be 60 here pretty quick. But when I was a kid, if you ever got $1 million, man, people, a millionaire, not millionaires, God, they had money lasts them 10 lifetimes, what might have you. And then they made it billion and then a trillion so that a million would seem like nothing. 40 million fucking people. I mean, what fucking wars ever had that many goddamn people in it? Just on one side. And when the 40 million people, if they nut up and they fucking grow a spine and they fucking take it to these son of a bitches, everybody else is going to follow the fucking lead. I mean, these are sheep. I mean, just like you talked about the people coming into your place of where you work there. Fucking sheep. One fucking sheep puts the mask on, they all put the fucking mask on. One sheep steps off the fucking cliff, every fucking one of them must step right off the fucking cliff and kill themselves. They're too fucking stupid. Pardon?
Cowards.
Fucking cowards. God, yeah, they're cowards.
And what's sad is I had people twice my age coming up to me, shaking my hand after the meeting, saying, thank you for saying something. I hate wearing this thing.
Take it the fuck off, then. Burn that son of a bitch. Throw it in their fucking faces.
Exactly.
What would have happened if everybody walked out?
They would have shut down.
Yeah, they would have.
They would have had to shut down for the day.
Yeah, see, our grandfathers who were being fucking tempted with fucking communism as a way to fight the fucking robber baron because they didn't understand who they were and what their goddamn rights were and that they owned this goddamn resource that they were working as slaves to fucking mine out of the grounds or to fucking manufacture into fucking goods. If they'd understood who they were, they would just think what they would have done. My grandfather fucking fought in the goddamn Union Wars back in West Virginia. They dropped fucking the companies dropped bombs on them from air fucking planes. They still fucking fought. Pistols and fucking billy clubs. They walked off the fucking job, and then anybody that tried to come in and scab their fucking job, they dealt with them.
I wish I was born in that time. I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the hell happened between now and then. I guess
fluoride in the water.
I don't know. I've drank water all my goddamn life. I've drank out of plastic jugs. I ain't the best goddamn food. I grew up on deer meat and beans, though. That's one good thing about being poor, I guess, was growing up on deer meat and beans. I wasn't eating so much of their fucking shit. But fuck, man, this is a no-brainer for me. I mean, either you're going to have fucking freedom and liberty, or you're not.
What they don't realize is today it's the vaccine, or today's the, if you don't wear the mask, you can't work here. Tomorrow, if you don't take the vaccine, you can't work here. That's a month away.
That's what they're away. See, that's what they're doing. They thought, they threw out that goddamn, well, if you got the vaccine, you're protected, and after July 4th, you get to be free again. You can go and do as you please, because you got the vaccine. How long did it take for them to how many people ran out and got the fucking vaccine on that pretense, and then now they're going to come back in, put the fucking mask back on, bitch. Put the mask back on, slave. Yep. Put that diaper back
on
your fucking face.
I heard people in my work complaining about that.
Well, I would tell them, I said, don't talk to me, you fucking traitor.
I don't talk, oh, no. Yeah, I don't talk to anybody at work. I'm pretty much a loner, so.
I wouldn't be a loner. I'd be all over their asses.
I just want to let you know.
I appreciate it.
Well,
some people are going to do it and some people ain't. I mean, it's going to be your fucking choice, but it'll be your choice as individuals. That's why we've always said this is going to come down to that. This is why the leaderless resistance has gone as far as it has. We would never be where we're at had we gone on the same course we'd been going on for the past 20 fucking years before this. We would not be here. We would not be forcing the issue. Everybody kept on, well, why can't we get this going? Why, well, it's going, ain't it? Did we get her going? We sure as hell did, and you fucking ran in a fucking hole and started polishing your fucking rifle. Instead of fucking standing up, we gave you the fucking law. You understand the fucking law. You understand it is the supreme fucking jurisdiction in this country. You understand they're committing treason and sedition by fucking disobeying that law. By fucking denying your goddamn fucking rights is fucking spelled out in the fucking Bill of Rights, the highest law in this goddamn land. They are violating, and it's goddamn, the thing is, like you said, this is industry. This is fascism, people. Literally this next line here. Ultimately, state and local governments don't have to adopt the CDC's recommendations. So state and local governments don't have to, they don't have to do this. But the Masonic Lodge has already told them this is how we're going to go about it. Until we wipe those motherfuckers out of this country, well, no, we ain't going to be fucking able to fucking join up together. Because I guarantee, well, how many of them guys in there put that mask on it, that where that guy works, man? How many were Masons? That's what how many motherfuckers are Masons? How many of you go down to the Mason Lodge? Huh? Is that how you keep your fucking job? Is that, I don't know, how's that, is that how you keep your women? Do you let the rest of the Masons fuck her? Are you going to put your old lady out there to be fucked so you can keep your fucking job too, you fucking coward? Now she went home and got their fucking guns and came back. And said, we're going to enforce the fucking law here, motherfucker. You're under arrest for fucking treason and sedition against the people of the United States of America, and particularly by me. I'm swearing out the fucking warrant for you. Got it. In fact, I already wrote it out while I was gone. Here it is. Here's the fucking warrant. Well, there's no judge's signature on it. You removed the judges. I'm operating on my individual, free sovereign, fucking jurisdictional authority, and I have it. You don't own me, motherfucker. And you can't compel me to do anything I do not want to do. Anything that has to do with my body fucking belongs to me. See, these are the same communists that when they were pushing the fucking abortions, you know, because, I mean, fucking the people, the zillion abortions, hey, your body, your fucking decision. Your body, your decision. And now they're telling you, you're going to fucking do this or else, you know what, can you whip this guy? This fucker that told you you had to wear a mask, can you whip his ass? It's still there? Well, if you can still whip his ass,
I was muted.
Catch him out away from the place. Pound the fuck out of him and tell him why.
Oh, they made a point to come here from out of town. These are like the head honchos. I don't know where the fuck they're from.
Well, I'd find out. The fucking supervisor knows, doesn't he? Waterboard, son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, Believe me, my blood was fucking boiling. I could not believe all these grown-ass men took that little mask out of this bitch's hand and just put it on like that. I could not.
Oh, I can. Where are you from?
100 people. At least 100 people. Cincinnati. I call in every now and then. I'm from Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, huh? Well, they might as well go turn their fucking guns and their goddamn... They might as well go turn... You ought to tell them, you guys might as well go turn your guns and your fucking high-capacity clips in, too, because you're a pack of fucking cowards, and you ain't never going to use them no-how. And they could get you hurt. You sit back and you watch them rape your fucking granddaughter. This is what I'm talking about before I went to break. These son of a bitches would sit there and watch them rape a fucking 10-year-old kid. Well, you see it all the time in the fucking streets. You know, some of the, like the thing up in Seattle a few years back, they body slammed a woman in fucking goddamn in her a ninth trimester, and she wasn't doing shit. So it slammed her so hard that the baby fucking defecated in her womb, and people standing there fucking watching it. Cowards, home of the coward. That is America, home of the coward. I'll call any of you a coward to your face because I do not fear cowards.
As long as their money's not touched, they could not give a fuck about anything else in this world.
Well, yeah, and it's going to be proved out. I mean, somewhere down the line, I mean, freedom, people you always yearn to be free. But see, it's just like my grandfather told me, the one that I told you my grandfather fought in the Union Wars. And he had passed, retired, and I went back there. It was actually the first time I ever got to really spend any time with him. And or even talk, he probably hadn't said 20 words to me in my whole fucking life when I was 16 years old. But one day, if he finally had a day off when he wasn't coming out of the fucking mines or going into the fucking mines, and fucking he just talked, he started talking up a storm. He was pulling little whiskey bottles out of every goddamn little nook and cranny you could think of. Me and him was drinking them. And I asked him about it, about the Union Wars and stuff, and he told me about it. He goes, we fought hard, and he goes, a lot of people got hurt and a lot of people died to get what we fucking got. He said, in the generations that followed us, because they didn't do the fighting, they gave up a little more. They gave up everything we fought and fucking died for. And that's what's happened to this goddamn country. Each generation, I mean, they're just afraid. Afraid. You know what you're going to, every one of you, listen to me clearly here. I'm going to make you a fucking promise. You're going to die. Sooner or later, what are you going to leave behind? You're fucking a smear of shit on the fucking ground. That's all you are? You won't stand up for your own fucking rights, you fucking... I swear, I tell you, people.
And a lot of these guys are young dads. A lot of these guys have young sons, and this is the way they fucking behave.
Well, I guess we got a whole lot of fucking work to do then, don't we? The ones that are... Well, hey, I'll tell you what, there's a plenty of us, friend. I mean, you're in Cincinnati, I'm out here in fucking Oregon, and I know a lot of people in between us, and fucking, I mean, we're every fucking where. That's why they can't fucking just, like I've said it a zillion times, why haven't they confiscated the guns? Because they fucking can't. We got 390 million square fucking miles, and we got about fucking, right around, real Americans, about 300 million. You got a couple of hundred million fucking invaders, and they're invading more every fucking day. They're coming in more. You seen it down at the fucking border? It's open fucking. Just come on. We talked about this. 7 billion fucking people out there. If everybody comes here, you're living in the third world, motherfucker. You going to trade that gun for a loaf of bread?
Here.
Huh?
We're almost there here. I mean, you can't find an American building a house out here. It's all fucking Hispanics building houses for themselves.
That's it. That's the same way. Out here in the middle of no fucking where, Oregon. You go in a place and fucking everybody's speaking fucking Spanish. They got one guy that can speak fucking English. And then the whole rest of the fucking staff is, hey, you're gonna have to shoot these motherfuckers out of here or give up. Get down on your goddamn knees and suck their ass. Coward. And like I said, I'd love to, you said me out there, you call me, yeah, I'm calling you a fucking coward. I'll walk right up to your fucking face and call you a coward. You know why? I ain't afraid of cowards. I ain't afraid of people who aren't cowards. I will not be fucking made a fucking slave. Because of you. Because you're a coward. And you think about it, 3% fought the fucking so-called Revolutionary War. Why did we let the rest of these fuckers stay here? They obviously were not committed to fucking freedom and liberty, were they? Those were the first ones to compromise it away. They're the ones that the fucking aristocrats that were the fucking tyrannizers in the colonies that the people actually rose up against. Hell, fuck yeah, man. I'll give you a good job, man. You just lick my left nut there a little bit. Oh, yeah, you know how to lick. You did. Oh, you weren't a part of the world. That's right. Go ahead and lick. Okay, you're gonna go far in this goddamn world. But you got to realize, people, we're facing the biggest fucking cowards that ever breathed air on this fucking planet, except probably you motherfuckers out there that are too fucking cowardly to face them. If they're that cowardly, and goddamn, look at Blumenthal, look at any of these son of a bitches, and tell me they aren't stone cold fucking cowardly motherfuckers that would bitch slap them and they hit the fucking ground and piss themselves. And you're fucking a coward of them. Oh, but they're going to send their enforcers. So fucking what? That's what the king did, didn't he? And they're not coming to confiscate your guns. They're not coming to give you a shot. They're coming to kill your fucking stupid ass. They're coming to make war on you. To make war on your fucking thought that you can actually own something. That you're not the property of somebody else. They're coming to fucking enforce slavery on you. You better figure it fucking out. And anybody goes for this shit, I'll tell you, the guys that did that out there in Cincinnati, if any of you listen, man, you're fucking cowards. You're pathetic. I'll slap any one of you, and I guarantee you won't even hit me back. I'll just stand there and slap you right across your fucking face. Huh?
This is one of the main arguments that I have with people, is that they think we can do this through peaceful noncompliance. We've been dealing with these same motherfuckers for over a century.
Well, why didn't they peacefully noncomply?
They're going to keep pushing it.
Why didn't they peacefully noncomply and throw those goddamn masks in the floor yesterday?
That was this morning, yeah.
Yeah, what they think is that if I kiss the right ass and make myself real tiny so they don't see me, I can get through this fucking life. You fucking coward. A lot of the people that fought that.
That's the whole alternative media.
Pardon?
That's the whole of the alternative media. They tell their audience that we can't be like them. We can't be violent like them.
Oh, bullshit.
They are being violent to you, trying to enslave you. And if you don't kill them, they will kill you.
This is the bluff that has fucking let them elevate themselves to the point that they have. I mean, it's like when the men returned from World War I and went to go get their goddamn benefits they were being cheated out of. And here comes fucking MacArthur going to fucking shoot them down. Everybody in this country should have showed up with a gun and killed every fucking one of them, shouldn't they? Or the Whiskey Rebellion. George Washington, the fucking father of your free fucking country, went to slap an excise tax on the fucking whiskey. And when the people wouldn't pay it, he came with a fucking army. How come somebody didn't shoot that motherfucker right through his fucking wooden teeth? Why didn't they?
Cowardice. It's always cowardice.
That's all it can come down to. You're either a fucking coward or you ain't. I reckon's what it comes down to. And I'm banking that there's 40 million of us that ain't fucking cowards. And the cowards will, once we start whipping the shit out of these motherfuckers, those cowards are going to want to jump in. The sunshine patriots will fucking appear. And when they do, I'll put a bullet through their fucking head. Because I don't need them. I'll take them down to all these motherfuckers that are compliant. Every son of a bitch that put a mask on, you know who they are. Take them down to the goddamn seashore and we'll tell them, 200 miles out, motherfucker, and don't forget to wear your mask. Get moving. Strip them down naked. And if you don't start moving, start shooting. It's the only way this fucking ends.
The idea of another human being telling me what to do is just so far removed from my fucking mentality. I can't stomach it. It makes me sick to my stomach to think another man or woman is going to tell me what to do with my life. I don't understand how these people.
I can't live under another's will either. I just want to be left alone. They're not going to leave you alone. They want you to avert your fucking eyes. You know, back in the colonies, they always act like things weren't too bad back in the colonies. Fuck, they weren't. That's who the people rebelled against was the son of a bitch and bastards in the colonies that were running at the fucking John Adamses and the fucking all these pricks that are, oh, those are your fathers, your country. No, those are the cocksuckers that my fathers and my country fucking rose up against. But they ball-licking motherfuckers. And then you had, like I said, you had the fucking people that went into the wilderness. They were in deep in the wilderness. They'd fought the Indians. They had, they had fucking worked hard. They cleared the fucking land. They had their own property that fucking king said he was going to come take it. Not only am I taking your property, but you're my fucking property. I'd rather be dead than be anybody's fucking property. I will not be anybody's fucking property. And I will fucking fight you motherfuckers. Because I'm not a coward. And I think there's a plenty of us out there that are not cowards. And some of you better start showing your fucking selves there in New York. Take all those guys. I seen them burning a few masks. You know, they have a little fucking box by about, you know, 2 feet by a foot. And burning a little. There should be a pile of fucking masks 40 foot fucking tall, torched in the middle of the street like they used to burn the draft cards. Everybody throwing their fucking mask and saying, no, motherfucker, and they ought to have a fucking gun with them to back it up, because they're breaking the law. They try to fucking force a fucking themselves on you without jurisdiction. It's like trying to force themselves in your fucking house. You got the right to blow their fucking head off. Whether you have the balls or not, you sure as hell have the right.
Huh. We're almost at that point. In New York, they just said today that it's the vaccine or no restaurants, no gym, no nothing.
Well, I guess I don't go to the restaurant. I go to the fucking gym. If the people boycotted him, I mean, pick one a week. One a week. That son of a bitch is not going to have one customer this week. And then see what he thinks about it. We want another week? Oh, really? Because these son of a bitches do not have the authority to tell you to do shit. No more than any other son of a bitch walking down the street. What do you think? They just conjure this up from something? It is for fucking bidden in our law. I don't live by another's will. I live by my own will. I'm an autonomous person. I'm self-governing. If I have a beef with somebody, I have a way to settle it. It's called the fucking common law. That's what we, the people, wrote. That's our fucking law. That constitution shit and that commercial shit, that was the aristocracy writing right off the goddamn Masonic fucking constitution. That means them. Fuck them. Kill them all. At any rate, we made it to the top of the hour. I'm plenty fucking pissed. And sorry to hear about your incident there, friend, but you know what? If I'm the only one, I'll be the only one, but by God, I'll be no fucking coward. My fucking grandchildren will look back and go, fuck, my grandpa might have died however he died, but he didn't die no fucking coward. And neither did my dad.
I appreciate it, brother.
Right on, brother. You have a great day. And with that, we're gonna say we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, are you a fucking coward?